Morning show K101, about 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, and now joining us by phone is Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. Good morning, Governor.
Hey, good morning. How you doing this morning?
We're doing really well. A little chilly up here in northwest Oklahoma, but that's typical for this time of year, of course. First off, I want to talk a bit about, now, last night I saw stories about you. You had a nice little gathering there at the governor's mansion, part of the Oklahoma Family Month celebration. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, November, we declared Family Month in the state of Oklahoma, and just so important that we highlight families and we encourage moms and dads to spend time with their kids. And so it's just been a great month, and we kind of capped it off with Native American Family Day yesterday at the mansion. And so it was really fun. And so we invited a bunch of Native American friends from around the state, and they brought stickball. So they invented it, and it's really cool. It's played with two sticks, kind of like lacrosse, and there's two poles. And so if you thought they were going to let the governor win, they didn't. They were up there just we were just, you know, checking each other, and it was a lot of fun. And you try to throw the ball and hit the stick with these lacrosse kind of balls, and so it's really fun. It was really a cool experience, and just kind of celebrated with families. We had a bunch of kids running around, and it was a good time.
Well, good. And what other events have you held this month as far as with the Oklahoma Family Month?
Well, that's the first one we've had at the mansion. But what we've done is try to get all of our state agencies to kind of promote families. And Shelley Zumwalt did a great job. She runs our tourism department. And so we've waived any fees to take your family to the parks certain weekends this month, to take them out, go camping, go experience some of the great state parks around our state. So just encouraging people to, spend time together. And we know that moms are important, but so are dads and kids' lives. And we just want to have strong, healthy families in the state of Oklahoma.
Now, along the lines of those family kind of initiatives that have been going on, one of those has been the parental choice tax credit. So parents can send their kids to private religious schools. And I believe that's getting rolled out this month. Is that underway? And how can folks take advantage of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this past session, you know, we thought it was so important just to make sure that parents have more options, more choices. School choice shouldn't be just for the rich. It should be for every single family in the state of Oklahoma. We know that not all kids learn the same way. And I want to make sure that I'm the education governor. I've put more money in education than any other governor before me. So we put another, probably 20% increase in public education. And at the same time, we knew that there's some kids that learn differently and need to go to a different type of a school than the local public, local zip code school. And so we've rolled out a what's called a refundable tax credit, and it starts on December 1st. You can go to parentalchoice.ok.gov, sign up on December 1st, and that gives you between $7,500 to $5,000 to use at tuition at a school of your choice. And so we're really excited about that program as well. And the kickoff is December 1st to sign up for that refundable tax credit.
Now, do you get the money in advance, or do you have to wait until you file your taxes next year to get that refunded to you? How does it work out?
Yeah, you do not have to have taxable income. You don't have to, in other words, pay $7,500 and then get that back. You get that check in, I think, two sums to spend for tuition at a school of your choice. So that's the way it works. Obviously, if you go to a local zip code school, the state's going to spend probably $20,000, $19,000 that goes to that local zip code school for your kid's education. But if you decide to send your kids to a Catholic school or a charter school or another type of a school, the funding's a little bit less, but it still opens up more possibilities, more choices, more competition, more specialty type schools, kids with learning disabilities, kids with special needs, kids with another type of a need, and then we're hoping that more schools will pop up to meet the needs, the unique needs of all the different kids around the state. But it's $7,500 if you make under, I think, $75,000 a year, and it goes down to $5,000 for an unlimited income. So everybody can qualify, and then December 1st is when that enrollment opens up.
Now, I don't know if you know the answer. This might be catching a little bit of left field question regarding the parent choice tax credit, but is the state going to release any kind of statistics on how or who received that, you know, based on age groups, obviously not personal information, but age groups and income levels and how the money went? Because a lot of times, as you know, with government programs, you have what the plan is and what the promise is, and then the actual results don't always match what the promise is. So is there going to be any kind of way to kind of verify how much money went to low-income people, upper-income people, and things like that?
Yeah, it'll all be very, very transparent. And what we did was we capped the program. It's $150 million the first year, $200 million the second year, and $250 million the third year. So you'll see exactly how that's spent. We're prioritizing low-income people on the bottom of the income bracket first. And so, yeah, you'll be able to see all that. And to put that in perspective, after 3 years at $250 million, you know, the state will spend about $4 billion in appropriations to public education, and then that doesn't include the ad valorem dollars. So when you add it all up, it's close to $12 billion that we spend across the state of Oklahoma in 500 different school districts. And right now we have charter schools, and I like to brag on a couple of those. Santa Fe South Charter Schools, they've got 4,600 kids, almost all Hispanic, in South Oklahoma City. And you don't have to go to a charter school. You don't have to do that. But there's 4,600 families that are saying this is the best option for our kids. And that's great. It creates competition. And so we think more choice, more school options, that's good for parents. That's good for competitions. And it's great for improving the education across the state. That's all we're trying to do. Is we want to be top 10 in options and education and outcomes for our young people.
Sticking with the tax issue in the state of Oklahoma, a special session earlier this fall was called to try to address some tax plans that you had. And the Senate basically said, yeah, we're not even going to touch it. And they kind of, wasn't it just like one day they went into session and then went out of session and didn't do anything? What's the plan on that? And what are your thoughts on the legislature's actions or lack of action on those?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how our system is set up. And so the people, everybody listening to the show, if they want lower taxes, they're going to have to call their senator and let them know that hey, stand with Governor Stitt on lower taxes. And just so the public understands, I would never ask to cut taxes below what our spending levels are. So in other words, if we have 10, we're spending, you know, $12 billion a year, for example, in the state of Oklahoma in appropriated dollars. It's $22 billion total with federal dollars coming in, but we actually appropriate about $12 billion. And so when we have $13 billion coming in, what are we going to do with that excess? Do we grow government? Because we've already created through fiscal discipline, because Oklahoma's hired a businessman governor, we have the largest savings account in our state history right now. It's over $5 billion. And our economy is going so well that we have more revenue. We have more income. So some people want to just increase government spending. I don't want to do that. I want to lower government spending, and I want to give that excess income basically back to the taxpayers. It's not the government's money. It's your money. It's the taxpayers' money. That's why I've asked to get rid of the grocery tax. That's why I've asked to get rid of the income tax and just kind of over time lower that down so you keep more of your money in your pocket. So that's basically what I'm trying to do. But as the governor, I can't write the bills. I just have to tell Oklahomans and say, hey, here's what I'm seeing. I get to run the budget and make sure we're fiscally disciplined. And we've created this great savings account, excess income. But it's time to give some of that back to the taxpayers.
Finally, and there's been a bit of a controversy here over the last few weeks, some comments you made that appeared on the surface to some folks to support cockfighting. Can you want to kind of clarify that, give you an opportunity to do that?
Oh, I'd love to. Again, that's fake news, fake media. I record probably 20 videos a week, no joke, for the Wheat Association and you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving Association and all these different associations across the state, the Port Council, ag groups, the wheat growers. And so the Game Fowl Association asked our communications team to record a video for them as they were having their annual conference. And so I recorded a video and said, hey, sorry I couldn't be there in public. Thanks so much for all you're doing for agriculture in the state of Oklahoma. We support you. That's basically what I said in the video. And it's, by the way, it's not illegal to raise chickens in the state of Oklahoma. That's perfectly legal. And so that's all I said in the video. And somehow my detractors or people that don't want to see Oklahoma become top 10 or they want to try to make issues out of stuff said that I want to legalize cockfighting. That's simply not true. Of course, we don't condone killing of animals. But we do support our agriculture groups. And there's California groups, there's Sierra Club. There's all these groups that don't even want us to raise cattle in the state of Oklahoma. And so, of course, I'm going to stand with our ag groups and we're going to enforce the law and we're going to support these groups that, you know, obviously are raising chickens, roosters, hens. That is absolutely legal in the state of Oklahoma. And that's a group with members. And that's all I said.
All right. Thanks for taking the time today, Governor. I know you're got another busy day planned, as always. So we appreciate you taking the time to call and talk to the folks here in Northwest Oklahoma.
Absolutely. Well, everybody have a great day and enjoy your family as we end Family Month and we get ready for the Christmas season. Merry Christmas to everybody and hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.